USA Radio News.
Today, House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy blasted James Comey in his opening statement at the high-profile congressional hearing regarding the IG report. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
As we read this report, we're reminded of Jim Comey's decision to hold a July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses like the target were even interviewed.
Today was the seventh straight day we saw a drop in the Dow. What does this mean, though, long-term for folks, and how does it affect our economy? Alexander Acosta is the Labor Department Secretary. He says the economy is doing fine.
We have one of the best economies we have seen for decades, for the first time ever. As far as we've been keeping records, we have more job openings than individuals looking for jobs. And the Federal Reserve estimates the economy is going to get even better.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Retail sales in May rose 0.8% from the previous month. That's double what the economic experts were expecting. Economic expert Chris Hogan on this spending surge.
I think it's a strong indicator of the strength of the economy, but also the job rate unemployment is very, very low, so people are very confident. The problem is that this confidence can relate to overspending when you start to look at retail sales. The increased spending in restaurants, home improvement stores, all indicates that it's summertime, and for a lot of people, they're unplugging and they're clueless as to what's going on financially for themselves and their future.
Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that the United States will be leaving the UN Human Rights Council. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley explains why this is the right move.
If the Human Rights Council is going to attack countries that uphold human rights and shield countries that abuse human rights, then America should not provide it with any credibility.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Google is leveraging the powers of artificial intelligence into domains other than its web services, and they've been doing this for a couple years now. Now they are using it to predict when a patient will die. The accuracy in the initial trials is at 95%. Dr. Mike Wachowski joined Fox News to talk about if this is a good thing or something we should be concerned about.
Well, it depends how you look at it. First of all, data in hospitals has been tremendously underutilized. We're literally in the dark ages because half of our information is on paper. Half of it is on systems that don't talk to each other. So what my patient experiences in one hospital, what tests they undergo, that doesn't always come back to me. And there's a lot of duplicates. So there's a lot of bad mistakes happening simply because data is not connected.
Right.
So I'm glad Google's making an effort to try and connect some of that data. The thing that's worrying for me is what happens with this data and who owns this data. Patients' health information is a protected asset, and that's really important. And on top of that, what you do with that information matters. I hope, as a doctor, that these companies use the information that they get to benefit patients and not just the companies themselves.
Dr. Mike explains how he would use the information from Google.
What's important is that when this algorithm spits out a decision and saying, well, this person has only a 10% chance to live, I want to know why it's making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then that decision needs to be evaluated by a human being. Because machines make mistakes, and sometimes they make mistakes based on faulty data. When I look through a patient's chart right now, they're a mess.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.